Słuchasz podcastu Fundacji Bezpieczna Cyberprzestrzeń, audycji komentującej bieżące wydarzenia ze świata bezpieczeństwa teleinformatycznego.
Witam Państwa serdecznie. Nazywam się Mirosław Maj i w imieniu Fundacji Bezpieczna Cyberprzestrzeń chciałbym Państwa zaprosić do wysłuchania rozmowy, jaką przeprowadziłem z Rickiem Fergusonem. Rick Ferguson jest wiceprezesem do spraw badań w firmie Trend Micro, jednym z czołowych światowych ekspertów bezpieczeństwa teleinformatycznego. W listopadzie będzie gościem naszej fundacji w czasie konferencji Atak i Obrona 2013 DDoS APT. Tematem naszej dzisiejszej rozmowy będzie właśnie jeden z głównych tematów naszej konferencji, a mianowicie APT, czyli Advanced Persistent Threat. Ataki, o których coraz więcej słyszymy, a o których wiele jeszcze powinniśmy się nauczyć. Mam nadzieję, że ta rozmowa będzie w tym pomocna. Zapraszam Państwa do wysłuchania audycji.
APT, is it a real thing? In your opinion, is it rather the security marketing buzzword?
The phenomenon of targeted attacks is definitely a real phenomenon. The name that you choose to give it, I guess that's up to you, and certainly something, a term like APT has been overused, let's say, and certainly has made its way into a lot of marketing materials from a lot of companies. But I think it's undeniable that attacks and attack methodology is getting much more targeted. Victims are being selected for whatever reason, whether that's for intellectual property, personally identifiable information, or simply as a part of a stage in attacks on other organizations. And that the fact that the victims are being selected means that the attack can be very much more tailored to that chosen victim, and it makes it much more difficult to detect. So the phenomenon is real.
I recently heard the opinion that 0 days shouldn't be considered nowadays because they only became a problem of APT. Do you agree or not?
No, you know, I think what's really interesting about 0 days is obviously attack groups who are going after particular victims will in some circumstances invest either time or money in getting hold of 0 days. They'll either find them themselves or they'll pay for them. That's undeniable. But what's really interesting about 0 days on a wider scale is, you know, a lot of people talk about the commoditization of antivirus, how every antivirus is the same, it's just a commodity, it doesn't matter which one you buy. And to a large extent, that's true if you're talking about pure antivirus. But there's a lot of commoditization that's happening in the world of the attacker as well. And I think that's really concerning. So you'll see an attack group take a 0 day vulnerability for a particular targeted attack, but very quickly that 0 day will be picked up, say for example in Black Hole Exploit Kit or Cool Exploit Kit or any of the other ones out there, and it suddenly becomes a commodity to be used by any other attacker. So a 0 day, obviously it's a concern in a targeted attack, but very quickly it becomes a concern on a much broader scale to deliver banking malware, ransomware, just standard criminal attacks.
So regarding what you're saying is in some way quite close cooperation of anti-vendors, is it a bad thing?
The cooperation that we have between the vendors is close and is effective. I mean, I can only speak for Trend Micro, but if you look at probably any security vendor, there's a commercial side to the business and there's a research side to the business. Obviously, the two work together internally, but if you look at the people in the commercial side of the business, there's a very strong competition between Trend Micro and Symantec and McAfee and whoever else you care to mention. But if you look at the research side of the business, there's also a very close cooperation. We all attend the same conferences. We listen to each other speak. We learn from one another, and we share intelligence and we share resources. Obviously, in the event of trying to pick up on zero-day malware, which is kind of different to a zero-day exploit or zero-day vulnerability, the fact that we share information should help all of us.
If we look at the statistics of APT, they are a little bit strange because from one perspective, they are about this kind of secret attacks, but then the statistics say that like 75% of attacks are successful. Yeah. So how we can find such statistics if attacks are secret?
Those kind of statistics can only come in post-event forensic analysis, something which, you know, Deloitte should know all about. And that's the kind of thing that picks up the success rate of attacks. We find a lot of information on investigating attacks about other organizations that may have been targeted. So as well as the entity that you're investigating, the potential victim of the attack, you may find information about other attacks and other victims, which can add to those statistics as well. But like anything with cybercrime, a lot of the statistics that are often bandied around, to a certain extent, a finger in the air, wet your finger and stick it in the air and say, yep, 75%. It's like the figures around what's the global turnover from cybercrime. You know, a lot of that is guesswork. And to be honest, Trend Micro as an organization, we try and stay away from those kind of figures. We can talk about empirical evidence. We can talk about evidence based on attacks that we've investigated. But to come up with a global figure, there's not a lot of credibility there.
I think at least since this famous attack on RSA, which born APT term, we have some experience. I mean, security and industry, security organizations, whatever. Mm. But have we developed so far a kind of strategic solution how to combat this problem?
There are a few things that need to be done differently or need to change. I would argue, obviously, the term APT goes back further than the RSA. It's a term that's been applied to attacks for a number of years, but it came, I think, to public prominence with the Aurora attacks on Google. And then, obviously, the attack on RSA was big news as well, particularly as it was a stepping stone to the Lockheed Martin thing. And then we've seen a bunch of other attacks, most recently Adobe last week, targeted attacks stealing intellectual property. So obviously, these attackers are still being successful on an ongoing basis. And I think one of the reasons for that is because to combat targeted attacks, really, as well as a technological shift from security vendors, it requires quite a fundamental shift in the way that individuals and enterprises architect their security. Traditionally, we've built security based on the assumption that we're going to stop everybody from getting in. It's about building high walls and digging a big moat and having lots of guards looking outside to stop people coming into your organization. The assumption being, I'm going to stop the attacker from getting in. We need to make a fundamental shift in the assumption behind security architecture, and that shift has to be breach will happen. People will successfully get into my business. If an attacker decides they're going to get into your company, they're going to get into your company. And you need to architect your security, your processes, your systems, your technology, so that you find out about that intrusion as quickly as possible and you're able to do something to contain it, to remediate it, and to analyze the path of the attacker. It's a fundamental shift. For some people, it's quite uncomfortable to say, I accept that I'll be breached, but it's unfortunately necessary.
What about kill chain strategy? It's coming from the military sector. Is it useful for us in the cyberspace?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that Lockheed Martin applied to the cyber kill chain, which actually was a consequence of the RSA breach. You know, they were the next target after RSA, the reason, in fact, for the RSA breach. And obviously, they're a company with a military pedigree, a military history, and they took the kill chain methodology and applied it to cyber because it is entirely applicable. Between the point that the military kill chain is between the point when the bullet enters the body of the adversary, there are a whole chain of events going back from there that lead up to a successful kill. And they called that the kill chain, from the manufacture of the bullet right the way up until the victim is eliminated. And by the same token, they were saying there are a whole sequence of events that lead up to a successful theft of data from a company, from the initial reconnaissance phase about discovering about your victim to intrusion to lateral movement within the network, which vulnerabilities are exploited, how the infection takes place, what the callback to command and control is. There are a whole sequence of events leading up to theft of data. And obviously, if we can inspect every single one of those events, we can learn from them and we can apply technology to try and break that chain as early as possible. And the more we analyze those individual events, the more it allows us to learn from our attacker. So the offense informs the defense, in effect.
What do you think, if we want to build an effective solution against APT attack, we should nowadays, how we observe what is going on nowadays, we should more focus on processes or techniques?
A lot of it is on actionable intelligence, and a lot of it is on getting a macro view of security within your organization. Traditionally, we have a very micro view on security. We tend to focus on individual products and individual technologies and manage them separately as well. So you've got firewall management, you've got intrusion prevention management, anti-malware management, identity and access management, and these things tend to be quite separate. But it's what that does in terms of looking at potential attacks on a business is it removes all the contextual information. And that's the most important thing when it comes to detecting a targeted attack on your business, is viewing events in context. Context is the new king when it comes to effective security against targeted attacks. So it's about being able to take events from multiple sources, events which in isolation might look completely acceptable and normal, but when viewed as a series of events, suddenly it becomes anomalous behavior and allows you to take action based on the flags that activity raises. So the most important thing, obviously technology plays a part, and security vendors are coming up with new tools, new techniques, new technologies, and your business needs to look at those, evaluate those, and make sure you're selecting the right ones. But the most important thing you can do as a business is take a couple of steps back from the way that you've managed security in the past and begin to get a macro view of everything that's happening inside your network instead of focusing on individual things?
For me, it seems like something what we know for years, like that you should manage your security or incidents. You should have the incident management process in place. So is it something very specific, which is something new, what you should add to the all our knowledge about how to deal with incidents, with threats, which is coming from this APT experience?
Yeah, so SIM technology like ArcSight and Q1 Labs is your top-level tool. That's the thing that gives you that macro view that I was talking about. But certainly when it comes to targeted attacks, your SIM is only as good as the intelligence that it receives. So there are new technologies. There are tools like Trend Micro's Deep Discovery, which is something which is looking at all of the activity that's happening across your network and providing that intelligence to the top level. So looking at things obviously to do with traditional malware, looking for file signatures in network traffic, looking for command and control behavior. Is a system regularly communicating with an IP address that looks malicious or suspicious? Even if the anti-malware is telling you it's clean, if it's talking regularly to an IP address in Hong Kong, maybe you need to investigate that, for example. Also looking at user behavior, looking for multiple failed logons against database resources, looking for suspicious transfers of large volumes of data, because APTs very often after the first intrusion will begin to use legitimate user credentials that have been compromised in order to explore the network and compromise other systems and steal data. So you're looking not only for traditional markers of malware, like file signatures, but you're also looking for anomalous behavior on the network. And you need something which is capable of grabbing all of that information, making sense of it by itself to a certain degree, and then feeding up that information so it can be viewed in context within the SIM architecture that you probably already have installed.
On 26th of November in Warsaw, during our attack and defense conference, you will present, I would call it some advanced introduction to APT. What are you actually planning to tell us?
We're going to look at the real methodology that have been used behind some of the more recent high-profile attacks. We're going to contrast that with the kinds of technologies and tools that are already in use in certain organizations and hopefully identify the weak points which could do with probably being reevaluated. I'm going to certainly look at the past 12 to 18 months of criminal activity and see if there are trends that can be identified within that activity, and then look at what that means for the next 12 months and possibly even further ahead, because it's important, I think, particularly in an age of APT, that we stop making tactical decisions and start making strategic decisions. So that's the kind of information that I want to share.
So in 2014, November, will it be better or worse?
That depends how much people listen.
Okay, we'll see you on our conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dziękuję za uwagę. Jeszcze raz chciałem serdecznie zaprosić Państwa na konferencję Atak i Obrona 2013 DDoS APT. Odbędzie się ona 26 listopada w Warszawie. Strona internetowa konferencji to www.atak-obrona.pl. Na tej właśnie stronie możecie Państwo dowiedzieć się więcej szczegółów dotyczących naszej konferencji.